GOP Rep. Gonzalez, Hurricane of Migrants Hitting El Paso. By Pam Key on December 18, 2022. Representative Tony Gonzalez, RTX, said on Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation that a hurricane of migrants is hitting the city of El Paso, Texas. Gonzalez said, "It is a dire situation in El Paso. As you know, the city declared a state of emergency. This is something you do when there's a hurricane, a fire, an earthquake. What is happening is it's the hurricane of migrants, and everyone is impacted. I represent 823 miles of the southern border." He continued, "I was just in El Paso a few days ago. And what I saw at the migrant center I had never seen before. I have visited the processing center there many times. What I saw were hundreds, over 500 migrants in a pod. They call them pods, essentially a large cell that holds about 100 people. There's one bathroom. The odor is terrible. There's 8 pods in there. So, those are the good conditions. Outside, just above the hill, there is a little over 1,000 migrants waiting in outdoor conditions. Not to mention the people that are waiting by the bridge and elsewhere. It's a very dire situation in El Paso." Gonzalez added, "Throwing money at a problem does not solve a problem. You can have an unlimited amount of soft-sided facilities. The problem is enforcing the laws already on the books. I'd also argue the bulk of people that are coming over are just trying to live a better life. I get that. They're coming here for economic opportunities. But that doesn't qualify for asylum." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.